Senior Airman Richard Rubio on this edition of the AFN Aviana Report, dental readiness classification, and uniform updates. The 31st Dental Squadron at Aviano Air Base Italy provides comprehensive dental care to service members and their families. In addition to routine cleanings and exams, the Dental Squadron emphasizes the importance for service members to be up to date on their dental records.
Maintaining an up-to-date dental readiness classification is essential for all service members as it directly impacts their medical readiness status and ability to deploy. Dental readiness is categorized by classes 1 through 4. Class 1 and 2 are deployable, with class 1 having no issues and class 2 having minor conditions unlikely to cause problems. Class 3 requires urgent attention and makes the member non-deployable, and Class 4 means the member is overdue for an exam or has an unknown status, also making them non-deployable. Members classified as 3 or 4 are given priority for appointments so they can return to a deployable status. While routine care for Class 1 and 2 members remains important, those with higher urgency are scheduled first to maintain mission readiness. Captain Haley Kramer, 31st Dental Squadron General Dentist, says there are additional exams members can take to ensure dental readiness.
In addition to the annual exams, there are two additional types of exams that you could come see us for. One being a deployment exam. Before you leave, you come get clearance from us just to make sure everything's A-OK and good to go. Or family members often need overseas clearance exam if you're PCSing from CONUS to OCONUS, just to make sure that everything is accurately documented and any care that can be given before coming overseas is taken care of.
Kramer also shares, service members and their families can schedule dental appointments online through MilConnect. I'm Senior Airman Chase Verzal, AFN News.
Uniform updates. With your Air Force News, I'm Technical Sergeant Brandon Esau. Updates to the dress and appearance instruction have been made to provide clear guidance for airmen worldwide. The update clarifies mandatory uniform items and personal appearance standards. Clarification has been provided regarding OCP uniforms, combat boots, eyelash extensions, and OCP sleeves. Updates include all officers to own and maintain one complete set of OCPs. Combat boots will have to be between 8 and 12 inches in height. Eyelash extensions will no longer be permitted unless needed for medical reasons, and clarifies the folding or cuffing of OCP sleeves, stating when OCP sleeves are not rolled up, cuffs may remain visible or sleeves may be folded one or two times. The new guidance memorandum for AFI 36-2903 will be available to the force soon. That's today's Air Force News.
That's the AFN Aviana Report. I'm Senior Airman Richard Rubio.